Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and
Alice
Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. Which is great news if you like movie reviews. Taught Me Igo just walked in, so
yeah,
me and Holman are going to be reviewing a movie called The Dead Don't Die.
Oh.
Nice, good zombie movie in a couple of minutes here. But right now, caller number 97, 800-400-3697, instantly wins two passes to the fifth annual Sarah and Vinny Secret Show and Pool Party on June 26th, 2019. That is less than 2 weeks away.
Go crazy.
So when you win these tickets, you're automatically in the running for the daily grand prize. It's a wine country getaway to the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. You have to be 21 or older to win any of these prizes, even just to get qualified. Yesterday's grand prize winner of the two-day wine country getaway to the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn is Anne from San Rafael.
Anne.
Huh. Yeah.
How does she spell that?
Ann.
Oh.
The Alice News Network.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Nerd Network. Get it right. Listen today at 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5. You can win passes into our fifth annual Sarah and Vinny Secret Show pool party and qualify for today's grand prize trip. At the pool party, Vaughn is going to be DJing.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Vaughn apparently has a whole rig set up and he's all ready to go. Also, it's a pajama llama ding dong party. So, pajamas and or llama themed clothing.
Uh-huh.
And our golden llama mascot.
Make your pajamas
llama
themed.
Yeah.
There's plenty out there. I looked.
Just like wear alpaca pajamas.
Or someone suggested dressing as the Dalai Lama, which I think is clever as well.
Right. Well, they need a Dalai to bring that llama in.
Right.
Because it doesn't have wheels on it. It's huge. Heavy.
It's huge. It's very large. It's big time.
All right, so there you go. Call now, 800-400-3697, and Hooman is taking your call right now.
That is also the number where you can text us. We'll do a few of these before it's time to do the movie review, although we are running out of time fast.
Yeah, let's see
what we got here. Have you guys watched Nosferatu yet?
No. Have you watched it?
No.
Yeah. No, I will. I'll get to it.
When the Warriors are done, I'll have more time.
So many shows on TV, though. It's so hard to watch anything anymore. Like, every person has their, like, five shows. Like, you gotta watch this. You're like, I'm not gonna. Here's the ones I think you should watch. I still haven't gotten to The Handmaid's Tale. I love that show. We're rewatching Downton Abbey. My older son has never seen it. And we sat down last weekend, and he watched the first 10 minutes and went, oh, my God, this is my new favorite show.
Oh, really?
So we've been watching an episode every night.
Did you say there's a movie coming out?
Yeah. And I was talking about that, and that was how I talked to him. I'm like, yeah, oh, man, you'll love it. Oh, it's the best. It's so cheaty good. I forgot how great it was. Oh, Yuzi, your alarm's going off.
Yuzi, your alarm's going off.
You okay?
Yeah, I got to put some time in.
Oh, okay.
He's at your alarm.
Feed that meter.
Thanks, guys.
She loves it. She loves when you tell her.
Tell her what?
Thank God it went off a third time because I totally forgot.
I snoozed it earlier.
I was calling the dentist earlier.
What are we doing?
What's happening?
What's going to happen?
Tell us about the tooth.
Well, like you and I discussed, we're going to, instead of getting another bridge, I'm going to go for the implants.
Right.
It's just they take so long and they're so expensive.
But they'll last you till...
Till I die.
Till the end.
When they dig up my dead body.
Right.
You'll still have implants.
Yeah, those,
look at that.
Are you
going
to fly to San Diego with Hooman and do it together?
I don't think so. I think I have a really great dental person here in the Bay Area.
Weird that he's going all the way to San Diego for that. I guess that guy uses distilled rinse water.
Well, that's nice.
Doesn't want any fluoride in there. God forbid.
I'm going to put Tommy here, but Hooman's still taking the winner. Okay.
Oh, dear.
Oh. Well, don't worry. I'm sure it's a 3-minute long intro.
Oh, okay. Phew.
No, it's not. It's like 20 seconds.
Oh, boy.
Oh, all right. Do a couple more texts.
If you want more ear horns.
Our almost 15-year-old still sleeps with her stuffed Winnie the Pooh. and her soft blankie from infancy.
She's 15.
Curious to see what happens when she gets older, but she doesn't take them on trips. We'll see. Usually, I think kids start to go, I don't want anyone to see me with these. Right. I'm going to put them somewhere safe.
Mm-hmm. And then, I'll put them in a keepsake box.
Right. And then I won't be made fun of mercilessly by the people I call my friends.
Right. When I go to my college dorm. Although a lot of people, when I went to college, a lot of people had like a stuffed animal or something with them.
They did?
Yeah. That wasn't super unusual.
Well, those horse college kids are weirdos.
Yes, I went to horse college.
Right? You did, right?
I did. I just said right. that.
Okay.
It's confirming it. It's actually a... all right, here we go. To peak for the week. Legit.
Yeah. Incredible. All right, everyone. Before we get to the big movie review, I just want to remind everyone there's two movies worth checking out in the theaters. One is The Last Black Man in San Francisco. I know this film tackles gentrification, a lot of things, a lot of other things, but it's really not as much about gentrification as it is about this guy who just does not stand a chance in this world. So it's interesting, and they make San Francisco look so beautiful in this film. So if you love the city, I don't know if it's going to resonate with people outside of San Francisco, but for those of us in the Bay, you're going to love it. The other one is Late Night, Mindy Kaling, and it's really well done. I enjoyed it. So,
Did we hear a review?
Marcus
reviewed
it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm
right.
just reminding you it's in the theaters. All right, everyone.
Like what'd you give it?
Who made it? Late Night, I give it like 3, maybe 3.5.
I want to say that's what he gave
that's
it.
That's what he gave
three.
It. He yeah. gave it 3.
All right, everyone. Here's your review of a film called The Dead Don't Die. It's Bill Murray, Adam Driver, Tilda Swinton, Steve Buscemi, Danny Glover, Iggy Pop, Selena Gomez.
Oh, Iggy Pop? He'd be a great zombie.
And, well, he's actually a zombie in the film.
I figured.
And Tom Waits. He's the homeless guy who lives in the forest. Can you believe that was him? So in this film, as a result of fracking in the Arctic, the Earth falls off of its axis, causing the Earth's magnetic field to reflect off the moon. That then triggers a bizarre phenomenon that happens all over the Earth. The reanimation of the dead.
So
also known as zombies.
So are you telling me that everybody has woken up in their grave now?
That's what they allude to, but the whole film takes place in a fictitious town called Centerville. They don't show us Paris. They don't show us San Francisco. They don't show us Akron, Ohio. Just Centerville.
All right.
Tommy is far. Okay, Tommy, you're a horror film expert. You are the cream of the crop.
A
you're
horror at the film expert.
You're at the level of Rudy when it comes to horror films. As far as zombie movies go, would you say The Dead Don't Die is one of the most suspenseful, intense, bloodiest you've ever seen?
You've got to be kidding. It's none of those. Which you know, by the way. So you're setting me up for something coming up on the next question. I can feel it coming. This movie is all camp. It is not bloody. It is not intense.
It's like a Shaun of the Dead style. Tongue-in-cheek.
It's camp. It's total camp.
Is it at the level of like World War Z?
Not.
Come on.
World War Z wasn't camp. World War Z was like, it's like, okay, this is really happening. It's a real story. Brad Pitt is really going through and saving the world. Mm. This is like 1960s Batman zombie. It's like, it's really.
So when they bite down, there's like a chomp.
It's camp. Well. The whole thing from beginning.
You know what I'm talking about.
The
pow,
whole thing.
Chomp.
Yeah, I know. Pow, chomp.
Rip.
You know what? That's the only thing that's missing from this
that
movie
are
those graphics.
High five.
Oh.
Yeah. Those graphics are the only thing that's missing because that's really what this is. It's camp from the very first scene to the end. It is camp.
Mm. Who's the star of this film? I mean, it's a star-studded cast. Is there one particular person that really stuck out to you? Sounds like a no.
Well, I thought Adam Driver was probably the if I remembered any of the lines from the film, it would be Adams.
Okay, well, let's talk about.
But also, who's the woman who did the samurai sword?
Oh, Tilda Swinton.
Yeah, Tilda Swinton.
Oh, I love
right.
We're going to talk
yeah,
about
she,
her. In a
yeah,
second.
She was. She probably stole the movie. As far
well,
as I'm
let's
concerned.
Talk about Adam Driver. Adam Driver kept breaking the fourth wall. He kept reminding Bill Murray several times that he's in a movie.
Did this work for you?
Well, that's it did because it was camp. Now, let me ask you a question. I mean, you were saying, first of all, Hooman had a really bad back, and he was really suffering through this film. Mm-hmm. He had to sit up. He had a really
constant adjustments.
Yeah, it was. You know, he was. I felt bad, man. He was really toughing it out. He was in bad shape, and he made it through the film.
Thank you so much.
And no, seriously, man, you're great. You know, it was good because I had a little extra elbow room for my popcorn. So thank you very much for that.
By the way, Tommy eats from the moment the film begins to end. Like
he needs his popcorn
and quietly because I can't stand people who eat loud. So I'm like really careful. Keep your mouth closed when you're doing your popcorn, peeps. This is a little pro tip there.
What's the question for me?
I can't remember.
All right, don't worry about it.
No. Wait a minute.
So Hooman.
Nothing's going very well. Back room for your popcorn. Yeah. And the question is.
And the question is, well, you know, I mean, you were sitting there. You saw that from the very first thing. It was just, you know, obviously not a serious film.
Sure. Right? Okay. Well, I mean, I was going to save all this for the sum it all up, but I'll just tell you right now. I like this movie because it wasn't scary at all. I mean, this is the opposite of scary. This is like something you'd see on like Coffee TV 20. You know Coffee TV 20?
Sure, yeah. The
like just kind of later, the creepy, like silly. Yeah.
Yeah. As far as zombie movies, this is like going to the bowling alley with the rubber bumpers down the gutters. Okay? It's like you're not gonna it's the same thing. It's kiddie zombie movie.
So let's talk about the most important person on Instagram, Selena Gomez. She's in this film. Clearly they cast her because of Instagram. How was she? Remember who she was?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I think you know she was.
So she doesn't
you know,
have
she
a
was
big
fine.
Part?
She was very pleasant. She was very pleasant. There was not a like. There was not. There was no acting going on.
Can she act?
I don't know. I don't. It was a camp film. I mean, nobody's acting. It was like you know, hey, there's Selena Gomez, and it's just like you know, like whatever. There was no like heavy acting going on. She had to look at the camera and go, "Come on, guys, let's get back in the car and drive."
She didn't do anything.
She didn't do anything. Yeah.
I don't want to give away anything. All right. So in the midst of the zombie apocalypse, without giving too much away, Tilda Swinton is a samurai, but she's also a mortician. That's too much. I know.
And she's Scottish.
Yeah, that's also weird. So in the middle of this zombie apocalypse, a UFO appears.
Oh.
I mean, why not? Really?
Did this work?
And may I also add a horrible looking UFO.
The worst looking UFO. I mean, it looks like a
they
flying saucer.
It
out
was
of
a
the
South
60s.
Park. South Park UFO.
Yeah,
South
so it's
South
like
Park.
Two paper plates and a string on top.
And a little
And Christmas lights.
Sure. Yeah. A dome.
Yeah, basically.
How was that? How was the UFO scene for you?
I mean, it basically
did it work?
Well, I mean, listen. I was like, well, they're trying to find a way to get out of this movie, and why not bring a UFO in to get everybody out? That's really what happened. I saw the UFO. I was like, okay, we're about 30 seconds from done.
Yeah.
That's what it was like. You see the UFO, you're like,
by the aliens.
Yeah, you know, I'm like, oh my God, they're going to pick up Tilda Swinton in the UFO.
Oh, that just gave away the whole movie.
Now, if I gave away the whole movie, you know what, everyone? Then you're welcome. Because that's the whole movie. That's the movie, Hooman.
Oh my God.
And let's just talk about the end. When it was finally done, how did you feel?
Oh my goodness.
Feel satisfied?
I can't say satisfied. I never saw one of his films before.
All right, well,
who made the film?
Jim Jarmusch. A lot of people pronounce his name Jim. It's a new thing. They're pronouncing it Jim Jarmusch. I was taught to pronounce it Jim Jarmusch. You could call him Jim Jarmusch.
Right, yeah. The first time I ever saw one of his films, it's, you know, so many stars. So many stars in his film.
Well,
you know, it reminded me very much of like when people need to be in a Woody Allen movie, and I was in a Woody movie, you know, and like these guys were in it, and it was weird. You and I looked at each other several times during this film, especially when they alluded to the fact, oh, we're in a movie, and I have the script ahead of time.
Yeah,
yeah,
like yeah,
yeah. So did that work for you?
It didn't. I didn't like Adam. I thought that was cheating. I thought that was just bad writing, and I. Here's the thing about Jim Jarmusch. He holds a very special place in my heart because he directed Ghost Dog. And Ghost Dog is the very first movie that I got to do an interview from. And that interview was Forrest Whitaker.
See?
That's where the Forrest Whitaker thing comes from?
From a film called Ghost Dog.
Fantastic.
So,
memories.
Thanks again, Forrest.
Forrest Whitaker.
Forrest Whitaker, thank you very much.
Thank you.
See, Tommy doesn't know what this means.
He can tell. Clearly, you're putting a tag on the end of an interview with Forrest Whitaker you did 20 years ago.
I know, right? Well, anyway. So, Jim Jarmusch.
Forrest Whitaker.
Jim Jarmusch.
Thank you very much.
Jim. Jim didn't direct Ghost Dog. We would have never had that moment.
Thank
anyway,
God.
Sum it all up.
I love this guy.
I'm summing it up I'm summing it up twice. No standout. There's zero great moments in this film. There's no one who stands out, and there are zero great moments.
This is a bummer.
Wait, let me ask you a quick question.
This is a bummer.
Do you remember the movies? I'm thinking of Cannonball Run, where they had just a million stars, but it seemed like they were having the time of their lives making the thing. And you see that, and you go, it's not a great movie, but you know what? It's fun watching your celebrities seemingly having a great time.
Right.
Is it that or no?
What a wonderful thing to bring up. Because Thor, Ragnarok, which was one of the films I reviewed with Hooman before I went on the Tommy's Now Going to Review These Kinds of Movies with Me kind of list. We saw that one. Full of stars. Everyone was having the time of their life, and I got sucked in because you could tell they were all winking and smiling
right
as they were making it, and they were getting so into their roles of Thorage, you know? Mm. It's just like it was like so great because that was happening, right?
Right.
There was nothing like this at all.
Oh.
It was like there's very much so the very first scene is Bill Murray, Adam Driver driving down the road in a car by themselves. And it was just I couldn't understand what was happening because it was so uncomfortable. No one was smiling. They were having very stilted dialogue. And it seemed like they were in a rehearsal.
Oh.
That's what it seemed like. It seemed like a script reading. And,
yeah.
And yeah, that's exactly what it seemed like. And it never went anywhere. And the whole movie was that. Uncomfortable, very, very slow. It was like a Coen Brothers movie without the charm.
Oh.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's what it felt like.
Bad news.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, yeah. And it was like, you know what? But that was exactly right. It was all these stars, and no one was having fun.
And no, there's nothing scary. I mean, nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
Not one scary thing in a zombie movie.
Yeah.
That sounds weird.
How's Iggy Pop?
Iggy Pop walks down walks down the street chewing on a bloody forearm. Okay, now that's the scariest moment it happens, and it's supposed to be so campy. He's like walking down the street. He's
like
supposed to be a coffee addict. He's a coffee addict.
Yeah.
He goes coffee and he's eating a forearm. There you go, folks.
That's the whole movie.
Thank you very much for listening. There it is. Yeah.
Thank you. So Iggy Pop, he's a zombie from the beginning. He doesn't get turned into a zombie. He's just resurrected from the grave.
Yeah.
I see.
And he's a coffee addict. So all the people walk around saying the word that they were most in love with when they were alive. So people were like Wi-Fi or Bluetooth, coffee. Yeah, that works for 3 seconds.
Yeah.
And then I need another joke. And that was that's all it was for like 10 minutes of people walking around saying their favorite thing. It was like really
the
weird.
The movie sucks, but I'm going to give it 2 Persians because it wasn't scary.
Oh.
2 Persians.
You liked that.
Yeah,
it
I liked
scary.
The fact that it wasn't scary.
All right.
What do you give it?
I give it half a mambo cowbell, which is actually only a cha-cha bell, which is a tiny little cowbell used for.
You got a cha-cha bell?
Yeah, it's a very, very, it's like doink, like super, super high pitched and tiny.
Let's get a little cha-cha.
You have that?
Get a little
what
cha-cha.
Is it called? A mambo?
It's called a cha-cha bell. So if you hear like, you hear a cha-cha of Latin music, it's a tiny little cowbell. If you hear like the really awesome masculine Latin music, that's what played on mambo cowbells. Oh. Mambo cowbells. This gets a little cha-cha bell. Cha-cha.
And that's it.
That's all you get.
So you both agree this movie is not worth
it. It was terrible. It was a terrible film. I'm sorry.
Is it like this, Tommy?
You know what? Not bad. Not bad. Not bad.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah,
And Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Fun show today. We started out with a car song that Vinny cranked on guitar for us and ended up with a terrible movie review. Well, or I should say a review of a terrible movie.
Right.
It cracks me up how Tommy goes to all the crappy movies.
Poor thing.
I know.
He's like, I think Hooman has it in for me.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good.
Yeah.
And I really like, I love Bill Murray, and I really like Adam Driver.
Yeah.
Like, that kid's a surprise.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like they had a plan for this, and it just didn't work in the execution, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, the Jarvis Jarmuth is, you know, he did give us Thank You, Forrest.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll always have that to thank him for.
That was nice of Hooman to admit that.
Yes. Yep. It's true.
Because he opened himself up for, you know.
Yes. He must like it deep down inside.
Well, it's him.
Yeah, that's true. It is the sound of his own voice, so that is good news.
Right.
Yeah. Hello.
You see what Vinny's doing?
Don't get that on me.
Gross!
Okay. Hey, everyone, have a great day! I hope your Thursday is marvelous. I know yesterday I said have a good night. Oh, you know, have a good day and night, and then we'll see you back here on Friday.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.